The wall decorations show views of Oppenheim's house in Cairo. In addition to European furniture, it housed a voluminous collection of Chinese and European porcelain, oriental weapons, furniture and metal objects, Islamic measuring devices, paintings, manuscripts, jewelry and textiles. His parties in the style of the Thousand and One Nights were legendary. His guests clothed themselves in the magnificent Ottoman robes of his collection. In his memoirs, he described his time in the Orient in these words.
A wonderful time. 13 years in the dream country of Egypt, a dream life lasting 13 years, on the one hand in international diplomacy, on the other within the local world, which I understood and which understood me.
During his time working for the German consulate in Cairo, Oppenheim composed more than 500 reports and position papers. He travelled widely and built up a network of contacts among influential local politicians and dignitaries. He was especially interested in the nomadic Bedouins of the Arabian deserts. He was fascinated by their mentality and their way of life. Spending months in their company, he took minutely detailed notes of the migratory patterns and family relationships of more than 240 tribes and family subgroups. The results of his research were published in several volumes between 1939 and 1968 in The Bedouins, a standard work on the subject which may be seen in the showcase on the right by the window. On the transparent screen at the window, you can see Oppenheim in the luxurious travel tent he took with him on his expedition across the desert. On the monitor, you can watch a series of photographs which give an overview of Oppenheim's many accomplishments in the Near East. After Oppenheim left the diplomatic service in 1910, he began an extensive series of archaeological excavations in northeastern Syria. He uncovered one of the most important sites in the Near East, the Hittite palace complex of Tel Halaf, dating from the 10th and 9th centuries BC. Oppenheim gained fame as one of Germany's leading gentleman archaeologists. Years later, he displayed some of his finds at the Tel Halaf Museum he founded in the Berlin district of Charlottenburg.
Here sits enthroned the big goddess of the Tel Halaf, who has preserved her stony smile for 5,000 years. The Tel Halaf is situated in the middle of the deserts of Mesopotamia, which is already known by the Holy Bible as a country neighboring the Holy Land. Here is the great facade of the temple palace. In the center, the three main gods standing on their huge sacred animals, also supporting the roof. I would enjoy it immensely if once I would be able to show you in person my Tel Halaf Museum.
On your way back, the next room allows you a peek inside Max von Oppenheim's home in Berlin.